Into the wide lines. Yes.
Okay.
Let's start again over there. Good morning, everybody. Amar of Huna, Kalam Espalim Achiri Beis Akinesis, whoever davens behind a shul. We just finished this off yesterday. Nikar Rosh is considered Rosh. So he's davening facing away from the Beis Medrash. Shenemar Soviv Rishoim Yisalok. And the Rishoim go like around. They don't come in. Amar of Ayaloy Amar and El Deloy Mahadar Apie the Beit Kanishta. That's only if he doesn't have his face turned towards the shul. Aval, but Mahader Ape, if he turns his face Lubei Kanishta to the shul, less than but then there's nothing indicating that he's a Rasha. Hahu Gav, there was a certain man, Deka Matzli Achirbe Kanishta. He was Matzli Davening Achirbe Kanishta behind the shul. Veloy Mahader Ape, and he did not turn his face Lubei Kanishta to the shul. Chalef Eliyahu, Eliyahu and Avi comes. We always imagine Eliyahu and Avi as Mr. Nice Guy, old man. Chazya, he saw. And he saw him. So idmi le kitaye, he appeared to the man as an Arab merchant, not Arab. And that's just the way he appeared. That's just the guy back then. He could have said like an American type of thing. He appeared to him as a local guy. Amale kadu bar kayemes, kame marach, kiamta kame marach. Kadu is a lashon of do is two, as in like we know do dual. Do is to bar is like a god. So you're making kayamas kame marach. You're standing in front kayamas. You are standing kame in front of marach, your master. You're standing in front of Hashem as if there's two gods. He's over there. Everybody's davening that way, and you're specifically davening the other way. Shalav sivsara. He unsheathed his sword v'katle and he killed him. Omar lehahu mirabanan. So, yeah, that's why you needed Eliyahu Navi for it. I don't think, I mean, there is such a thing as being a kofer and being an apikiris.
Yeah, but the Torah before said you only called the Russia.
Right. So,
now we're.
Yes, I don't think there's a Chiyav Misa that we're allowed to kill him. It was Eliyahu Navi who obviously knew that he was a real apikiris. This is just a sign of it. It's a good point. A certain Rav said to Rabbi Barabaya, Amrila Rabbi Lerav Nachman. Some say it was Rabbi Lerav Nachman, Rabbi Yitzchak. Good morning. My krum zlus livnei Adam. What is this pasuk? What is the explanation of this pasuk? Now, the reason why he's asking for the explanation of this pasuk is because it is the end of the pasuk that we just finished talking about. So, what does the end of the pasuk mean? Kurum zulus livnei Adam. So, there's three explanations. Amalei elu devarim she'emdim beruma shel Adam. So, the famous Gemara. This thing that we're talking about tefillah is oimdim, is oimdim. It is beruma shelam. It is such a powerful thing. It is at the height of the world. Davening is such a powerful weapon. It is literally weapons of mass amazement. I shouldn't say weapons. It's the most powerful thing we have. And ubnei adam zalzal ben, and believe it or not, people trivialize it. People do not take it seriously. That's what the pasuk means. Kirum, something that is so high, zlus livnei adam, is treated trivial by people. Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Lezer de Amri Tarvayo, a second explanation. Kevin shen tzarech adam lebriyos. Once a person needs to come unto other people for tzedakah, so he has to ask for help. Panav, his face, mishtanois, changes kikrum, like a krum. The Gemara is going to explain what a krum is in a second. Shenemar, it says krum, like a krum, zulus livnei adam. That's what happens when a person is embarrassed in front of his friends. My krum, what is a krum? Ki asur of dimi amar oif echad yesh bekrachai hayam. There is a certain oif in the islands of the sea, somewhere in the Greek islands. The krum shemai, and its name is a krum. And this creature has very interesting that during the day it has some sort of like shiny face, and Mimela, when the sun shines on it, it has a whole bunch of different colors that reflect back. The Kevin Shechama Zorechas, as soon as the sun starts to shine, Mishapech Lekama Gavanim, its face changes to many different colors. So to a person who needs help from other people, so his face looks like a krum. His faces look like this bird, which has many different colors. Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi, they both say, Ki'ilu nidin b'shnei dinim. When a person needs somebody else and needs to go through, you know, he becomes a poor man, he needs everybody else's help, it is as if he is undergoing two different judgments, one and punishments. Eish umayim. It is as if he's going through Eish and Mayim. Shenemar hirkavta enayish l'rashenu. When you put a person on your, when you are literally riding a person on your head, but it means when you have to come onto another person, you put somebody else as your head. It's as if you came through Eish and water. It's a very painful experience to be a poor man and having to ask everybody for money and walking around, knocking on doors. So it's you have to be extra sensitive to those people who are walking around. Obviously, they have to be sensitive too. But at the same time, you got to understand that they are humans, our brothers, and is a very highly embarrassing thing, besides sometimes very cold, to walk around all day asking people for money. A person should always be careful, specifically with tefillas mincha. Why? Shahari Eliyahu Navi, when he was, Eliyahu Navi had a story where Klal Yisrael was suffering from Avodah Zarah. And there was a lot of people who had gone off the derech. You know, we think today we're in a bad situation. There were certain times in Tanakh that it was far worse. And a lot of people off the derech, and so he was like, listen, you guys have to choose your God. Either it's Hashem or it's Avodah Zarah. You have to stop being fickle. So they set a test. All right, let's have a test. We need another Giloy Min Shemayim, because unfortunately it got to such a level that Hashem had to redo a nes berabim. So they tried their whole day and they had a ton of offerings to the Baal, to the gods, and nothing happened. And then Eliyahu Navi comes up and the fire comes down from heaven and wipes out all the karbanos, and he put tons of water there and he wiped out, you know, a major miracle. And so Eliyahu Navi davened right during the times of Mincha, and he was answered with that tefillah. So therefore, just like Eliyahu Navi was answered during tefillas Mincha, so too you should be careful during Mincha. As it says, Vayihi Shenemar Vayihi Ba'aloisa Mincha, as it was becoming in the evening, good morning, Vayigash Eliyahu Navi, and Eliyahu Navi approached Vayomer, and he said, Aneni Hashem, Aneni, answer me Hashem. What was the double lashon of answer me? Aneni Shetarit Eish Min Hashem, please can you answer me that at least the fire should come down? Vayaneni, and answer me Shelo Yomer Ma'isik Shavim, and answer me that people should not dismiss it and say, ah, some sort of miracle, imagination, a trick, or whatever it is. Good morning. Rabbi Yechonin Amar Af Betfilas Arvis, even by Myriv, Shenemar Tikon Tfilasi Keteris Lefanecha Masas Kapai Minchas Arev. I should prepare my tefila like a keteris before you, Hashem. I lift my hands Minchas Arev in the evening. And the Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar Af Tefilas Shachas, even Tefilas Shachas, you have to be careful with Shenemar Hashem Boiker Tishma Koili, Hashem in the morning listens to my call. Boiker Erech Lecha, I will daven to you Vatzap, and I will hope for a salvation. So therefore, we see that indeed during Shachas and Myriv also one is answered. Whoever gets enjoyment from the suda of a chasen and he does not reciprocate by being mesameachim, he just walks to the chasana and eats and leaves. Over bechamisha koilos, he violates the five koilos. This is already a song. What does that mean? He violates the five koilos. The five following koilos. Shenemar kol chasen v'kol simcha, kol chasen v'kol kala, kol oimrim hoydu es Hashem tzvakos. So he violates that thing which says that you should, which talks about the joy of a chasen and the joy of the kala, and you are not giving him joy. You're just taking from him. V'im misamchay, and what happens if you are misameachim? Mas sechari, what is your reward? Am Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, zeicha l'toira. Your zeicha l'toira shenasna, that also is given with five koilets, b'chamisha koilets, shenemar, v'ahi b'yam ha-shlishi, it was on the third day, this is by Har Sinai, b'hi ha-yisa b'yker, in the morning, v'ahi koilets u'brakim, and there were loud noises and lightning, v'anan kaved al ha-har, and those clouds, very thick clouds on the mountain, v'kol shofar, and there's the kol shofar, and the next pasuk, v'ahi kol ha-shofar.
What does it mean that
it's... Well, so those are the five things. What?
What does it mean when it says it's five is Torah?
Because, just as a... Because there's a hekesh, or a gzer shavah.
What does it mean? It doesn't mean you'll learn better?
Yes, he'll understand Torah better. He'll be zeichet Torah. Sometimes you can go ahead and, you know, every time a person in Shira asks a question, I say, they're like, wow, that's amazing. That was a present from Hashem. When a person is zeichet to Torah, Torah is a being. Torah is a thing. Like when Maseches Chagiga, we're going to see, came and cried over something. There is a being called Torah. When a person is mechavan to Torah, even a question on Rashi is mechavan to the next line of Gemara, that means Hashem put it in his mind. It's not a logic at all. And therefore, you are, so when somebody asks a question in Shir, even if he's asking the question of the Pnei Yeshua, so a question that's been asked before and I know it already, but I'm like, that's amazing. You were just mechaven to the Pnei Yeshua. That means Hashem gave you a present. So why? Because maybe he was either, Hashem was nice for one of a million reasons. One of the reasons is because he went to a chasim and he was mesameach a chasim. Ain, he says the Gemara, there's only five. Haksiv, chol ha'amroim es ha'koylois. It says that the entire nation saw the sounds. And the Gemara says, yeah, but that was before Matan Torah, so we're not counting that one. Oysen Kailos de Koyde Matan Torah Havi. Those Kailos were before Matan Torah. Rabbi Avohu, Amar Rabbi Avohu says, Ki'ilu, a different thing, it's Ki'ilu Hikriv Toida. It is as if he brought a carbon Toida. Shenema, as it states in the Pasuk, Mevi'im Toida Beis Hashem. As it states in that first Pasuk, the first Pasuk that we taught with Kol Sos and Kol Simcha, and Mevi'im Toida Beis Hashem. So therefore we see that being a Sameach HaChasim Kala is as if he brought a carbon Toida. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar Ki'ilu Bana Achas Michorbas Yerushalayim, is that as if he rebuilt one of the destroyed, the one of the abandoned houses of Yerushalayim. Shenemar Ki Oshiv Es Shavus Ha'aretz, again in that same Pasuk, Ki Oshiv Es Shavus Ha'aretz K'barishayna Amar Hashem. It is as you're returning to the land like the early days, says Hashem. V'amrav Chelboy, Amrav Huna, Kol Adam Sheyesh Bayir Hashemayim Dvarav Nishmoim. Whoever has, says Rechelboy in the name of Huna, whoever has any person, Kol Adam, any person, Sheyesh Bayir Hashemayim, that has Yir Hashemayim in him, his words will be listened to. He'll have this segula that his words are listened to. Shenemar, as it states in the Pasuk, Soif Davar, the final, Hakol Nishma, Es Ha'alikim Yarei. So we're darshaning as Hakol Nishma to the person who is Elokim Yarei. Well, everybody's going to listen to that person. My Kizek Kol Adam, the last words of those of that very pasuk is, because this is the entire essence of man, what does that mean? Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbi Elazar says that it's Hashem is saying, Kol Ha'olam Kulay, the entire world was Loi Nivra Ela Bishvil Zeh. It was Kedai, the entire world was built for this person. People ask, is it possible that Hashem created the whole world, just all the Chinese and Indians and South Americans and Mexicans, just for Klal Yisrael? And the answer is, I don't. So just for Klal Yisrael, and the answer is yes. And we see from this Gemara not only just for Klal Yisrael, but for the Yori Shemayim of Klal Yisrael. Hashem created the world for the Yerushalayim, for the Tzadikim. Is it possible that millions of things, and forget once we start talking about, but even the mile, even the things that don't really count, the bugs, I'm not sure which one is a bigger chiddush, to say that he created such intelligent creatures, but all for people, or such an enormous amount of just beings. Bug, everything is created for the Jews. Unbelievable. It's an unbelievable thought that the entire world, you could take a flight, a 5-hour flight, and sometimes I look out the window and you just see fields and more houses and then more fields and these miles and miles, and you go to Eretz Yisrael, you're just flying over country after country after country. The entire thing was created for Klal Yisrael. It's just mind-bogglingly enormous world, and the entire thing was created for Hashem, was created for Klal Yisrael to serve Hashem. And now we're seeing that it was created for the Yorei Shemayim to serve Hashem. Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana Amar Shakul Zeh, this person is equal, Keneged Kol Adam Kulay. Not that the world was created for him, but that he is equal to the entire world. But Rabbi Shimon ben Azai Amar Va'amrila Rabbi Shimon ben Zayma Amar Kol Ha'olam Kulay Le'Nivra Elul Tzavos L'Zeh. The entire world was only created to accompany, to be company for this person. I'm not sure the difference between the first one and the third one. Whoever knows about his friends, that he says good morning to him every morning, or he says shalom aleichem to him, it's best to yakdim lo shalom, give him shalom back, give him, try to get in there first. Shenemar bike shalom v'radfehu, as it says, person who's asking shalom v'radfehu, I run after him, I guess, to give him shalom. And if he gives you, but v'loy hechzer, you do not respond with aleichem shalom to you. Nikur gazlin, it's called you're a thief. How do you know you're called a gazlin? Because we see there's a concept of stealing from an ani. Now an ani has nothing, so what are you stealing from him? You're stealing from him his his dignity. You're stealing from him the fact that he said hi to you and you totally ignore him. You destroy the vineyard and you stole from the ani in their house. Now, what can you steal from an ani besides his dignity? By not responding to his thank you. We see that not responding is considered a theft. How do we know Shakadosh Baruch Hu mispalel? How do we know that Hashem davens? As it states in the pasuk, I will bring them to my holy mountain. I will make them happy in the house of my prayer. He doesn't say their prayer. Tfilasam loynemar. Doesn't say their prayer. It says elatfilasi my prayer. Mikan, we see from here Shakadosh Baruch Hu mispalel. We see from here that Hashem davens. My matzli, what does he daven? Famous Gemara, Amrav Zutra Bar Tuvia, Amarav, Yiratzain, it should be the will, Milafan, it should be my will. Sometimes people are like, listen, I really don't want to get angry, but I can't control it. Hashem is saying, I hope that I don't get angry. Or I should daven that I don't get angry. Tzorachin, what it means exactly. We don't have, but Akoparim, that's what the words mean. What does it mean Hashem davens? These things are way above what a lot of these Gemaras are. I'm just translating, I don't have a firm grasp on. Yiratzon milafonai, it should be my will, sheyichbishu rachami es kasi, that my love and mercy should overpower my anger. V'yagoylu rachami al midoysai, and it should overpower the other midas that I have. It's nahek, and I should act in banai with my children, b'midas rachamim, with the midah of rachamim. V'akonis lehem, and I should go forth with them, lefnim mishur ha'sadin, with the above the letter of the law. Sometimes, your kid does something and you're in an okay mood. So you're like, all right, he just broke the window. So we'll get a new window. Like, okay, what happened to dad? But sometimes you're like, you just walked on the floor and mom cleaned up 5 minutes ago, bam, to your room. So sometimes you do something, mild, and sometimes, so Hashem is asking, I hope that I'm able to treat them with calmness and love. What does that mean? So we said it's total Kabbalah here. Tanya, Am Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, Pamachas. One time, Nechnasti, I went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim because he was the Kohen Gadol. Lahakter Keteris to offer up the Keteris lefnai v'lefnim into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So he was I was on Yom Kippur, obviously. V'ro'isi, and I saw. Now one of the names of Hashem is Akasrikel. Let me say Akasrikel because that's the name of Hashem. Ka Hashem Tzvakos. I saw Hashem. What does it mean? He saw Hashem again. Hard to understand. I walked into the base, into the Kodesh HaKadosh, I'm expecting to see nobody, and boom, right there's Hashem. And obviously, it does not mean in a physical form. He said to me, Yishmal, my son, Barcheni, give me a bracha. And so I gave him the bracha that, by the way, this is a famous Avram Fried song. He holds this as his best song. It should be your will, that your mercy should win over your anger, and your rachamim should yagoylu should again win over your other midos. V'tisnahigim banecha b'midos harachamim v'tikonis lehem l'fin mishuros din hadin v'ne'ani li b'roishay. And Hashem kilu nodded his head. Again, there's no head to Hashem. V'kamash milan shalot. What is the chiddush of this gemara? Shalot tehi birkas head yet kala b'enecha. A person should not take lightly the bracha of a hedyot, the bracha of a regular person. Somebody says good morning to you, you should say amen. No, I don't think you should do that. You should realize that all these things are a bracha of a hedyot does mean something. Berakas hedyot. That's what we always say. You go to a gadol a lot of times. I'm like, you want a bracha for me? All right, I'll give you a berakas hedyot. He's referring to this gemara. Berakas hedyot means a bracha of a regular person. But we see Klapei Hashem, Rabbi Shmuel is a regular person, and yet Rabbi Hashem appreciated Rabbi Shmuel's bracha. Okay? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yechanan, Mishim, Rabbi Yosi, Minayin she'en meratzin leila adam b'shas kaisei. How do you know that you should not try to calm down a person when he's angry? In the midst of his temper tantrum, don't try saying, all right, I'm sorry, whatever. Dechsiv panaye lechu, my face will go. In other words, the current face that I have, Hashem is saying, let me calm down first, then behind nechlesilach, then I'll calm down for you. So give me a couple minutes. Wait for me until the face of anger passes, and then I will be able to be calm with you. I will be able to let you go. This is after the eagle when Hashem when Moshe Rabbeinu is asking for mercy, Hashem's like, give it a minute, they just sinned. The Gemara says, Umi'ika rischa kamei de kud shebrichu. Umi'ika, is there rischa, anger, kamei de kud shebrichu, in front of Hashem? Does Hashem have anger? And the Gemara says, and yes, he does. The Tanya, we have a brisa, v'kel zoyim b'chol yom, Hashem gets angry every day. V'kama zaymoi, how long is this anger? Rega, a brief moment. So how much is a brief moment? V'kama rega, echad, one, michameshes ribuya, one, ribuya is 10,000, chameshes is 5, so it's 50,000, ushmanes 11, 58,000, ushmanes meyas, ushmanes v'shmanes b'sha, and 888 b'sha. 1:58,888 of an hour. So a very brief millisecond. V'zuhi rega, and this is what is a brief moment. What? So Rashi points out, it's a good question, Rashi points out that if you take out the 50 at the beginning, it's not Rashi, it's the side of the Gemara points out, that if you take out the 50, then it's one of the letters of the Torah, 58,888. That's what they point out. Shemichame neged psukei Torah kednar bekidushin, v'sham isa chamesh yisalafim, it's 5,888. And the Gersis B'nai Tanel is a and Chassam Sefer goes with that curse as well. Even still, I don't know how much that helps. I would say it's just a Kabbalah. Yeah, I don't have anything more than that. But
they say in Avodah Zarah as well, there's another calculation.
Yeah, but did they say, how do they know it?
Maybe over there. So
yeah, I don't remember it here. I don't remember it being more than a Kabbalah. Like, that's it. The Ein Kol Beria, no person, no being, is Yechel, is able to lechavein, to calculate Oysa Shah, that second, that time. Chutz, there's one person who's able to sense when Hashem got angry, that millisecond, and Mibilam HaRasha, except for Bilam HaRasha. He was the one person who was able to do it. Tichsiv Bei, the Yodea Das Elyon, because it says about him that he knew God's thoughts, God's knowledge. The Gemara says, he didn't even know what his animal was thinking. What does it mean he knew God's thoughts? Hashta Das Behemte Lehaviyada. Now that he didn't even know his animal stops, famously Bilam was riding on the donkey and the donkey saw the Amalek and he didn't know why the donkey stopped. He couldn't divine why his donkey stopped. Das Elyon Haviyada, he knows what Hashem is thinking. How could that be? Ela Melamed, what it means that he knows what Hashem is thinking means he knows, what it means that he knows Hashem is thinking is he knows how to calculate the time that Hashem gets angry. He doesn't know what Hashem is thinking, but he can sense the anger. Ela Melamed Shehaya Yodea Lechavein Oysa Shah. He knows how to calculate that second Shakadosh Baruch Hu Koyeh Esbay, that Hakadosh Baruch Hu gets angry at him. That's what the Navi said to Klal Yisrael. Ami, my nation, Zochar no ma yo'etz Balak Melech Moav. Remember now what Balak Melech Moav wanted to do to Klal Yisrael. And the next pasuk, my leman das tzidka is Hashem. So you should know how righteous Hashem is. Amar Rav Elazar, this is all one thought. Amar lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem is saying to Klal Yisrael, du, no, kama tzidka is asisi imachem. How much righteousness I dealt with you during that time. Shelo ka'asti bimei Bilam HaRasha. I never got angry during that period when Bilam HaRasha was there. I didn't allow my anger at all to happen. Because she'il molik ka'asti, had I gotten angry, lo nishtayer misoneihem shel Yisrael, there would not have been leftovers. Again, we euphemistically speak about Klal Yisrael in this case, but it means from Klal Yisrael. Literally, the words mean from the enemies of Klal Yisrael. Sorry to Pallet, nothing would have been left over, because during my second of anger, Bilam would have gotten angry, and I would have acquiesced to Bilam's curse. So I went above and beyond, and during those times, I did not curse Klal Yisrael. I did not get angry, so Bilam did not have a second to curse Klal Yisrael. So this is also a pasuk in Tehillim, in Hallel that we say always. Hallelu, the Goyim should bench Klal Yisrael. Right, there's that pasuk. Why do we say that the Goyim should say Shabbachuhu kol ha'umim. Right, Hallelu is Hashem kol Goyim, Shabbachuhu kol ha'umim. Ki govar aleinu chaste, because there's chesed that happens to us. Why are the nations thanking Hashem for the chesed that happens to us? The answer is because only they know all the plots and plans that they had against us. So they're sitting in their war rooms, and they're like, okay, let's bomb them out. And something happens, and they're not able to bomb us out. So they're like, oh well, But we don't even know that we were saved. Constantly Hashem is saving us, and we don't even know it. So they're the ones who know the actual plans. They're the ones who should be saying thanks to Hashem. Of course, if they do, then they might lose the next election. But they have to at least say it privately. Where you have to go ahead and thank Hashem for... That's basically what was going on over here. We didn't know that Bilam and Balak were standing on the mountain over there. Everybody was going around on their day, on the regular, you know, to the Makolets and everything like that. Little did they know that they were in the crosshairs of one of the most dangerous men on the planet. And it was only because Hashem did not get angry that we were saved. And that is what Bilam said to Balak. How can I curse them? Hashem did not curse them. How can I get angry? Hashem is not getting angry. We learn from here that all during that day, during those days, this Baruch Hu did not get angry. The Kama Zaimoy, again, the Gemara goes through, this is obviously a different brisa. How long is his anger? Rega, for a brief moment. The Kama Rega, Am Rabbi Oven, Ve'item Rabbi Avina, Rega Kememre. Like we said before, 158888. Uminal, oh, there you go. Uminal and the Rega Ratach. How do we know that he got angry? How do we know that he gets angry even for a second? Shenemar, it says, Ki Rega Ba'apai. It says, because my anger is for a second. There you go. But your question still is, how do we know it's 58888? That's your question. Chayim Birtsoinai. V'ibayis emi mehacha, a second pasuk that says, Chavi, kim'at wait, kim'at rega, wait just a moment, ad ya'avor zam, until the anger passes. V'emas rasach, when does he get angry? At what point? Around. Because we're not going to be able to figure out the exact millisecond, but at around what point? Amar Abaye, Bahanach Tlas Shoi Kamaisa, during the first 3 hours of the day, Ki Chivara Karbalasa, Ki Chivara is Ki is when, Chivara it becomes white, Karbalasa, the beard, or whatever it's called, it's called something of a chicken.
Comb.
The comb of a tarnagoila. The comb of a rooster. Vikoyach Aikara, and he's standing there on one foot. So when the rooster is standing there on one foot and he's got his comb turning white, that second you know is when Hashem is angry. The Gemara says he's always standing on one foot. Kol shaita v'shaita, every second, nami koi hachi. That's the way chickens stand. The Gemara says, no, kol shaita is be suraika sumki. All other times, if you look closely at the comb, you will see like veins or arteries, you'll see red lines running through the comb. However, Bahi Shaita, at that second, Les Be Suraiki Sumka. There are no red lines. Sumki is red, Suraiki is like lines. So there are no red lines at that second. Hahu Tzeduki, there was a certain Tzeduki, Dahav that was Bishvuvisa in the neighborhood of the Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, Havi Ko Mitzayr Leituvan, he always used to bother him, Bikroi. What about this Pasuk? Oh, you think Hashem was really one? What about that Pasuk? And he drove him crazy. So the Rabbi Shimon Levi is like, forget it, that's it, I'm just going to curse you. Yoy Mechad, one day, Shakal Tarnagoyla, he took a chicken, and V'ukmi Bein Karei Da'ar, so he put it in between the feet of his bed. V'ayin Ban, he sat there, he lay on his bed, and he sat there staring at it, waiting for it to turn colors. Savar, he thought, Ki Mata Hahi Shaita, when Hashi Shaita, when that point Mata, when that point reaches, Altia, I'll curse him. Altia, I'll curse him. Kimato, at that point, rest reached. He was lying in his bed, and Lamaisa, he dozed off. Hayishaita Nayim, he was sleeping. Omar, he said, from the fact that I fell asleep, Shmamina, I see from here that Lav Oirech Ara Lime'evet Hachi. It is not proper to do this. Now, you can't take a sign from something that happens that makes sense. If you get a red light, you can't say, oh, Hashem doesn't want me to go to work. That's an Isidore of Nichush. So, how is he allowed to do this? The answer is, he obviously never fell asleep. And during the day. And the fact that he fell asleep this time was like, that's out of the ordinary. Something that's out of the ordinary, you are allowed to take signs from. So therefore he said, I'm going to curse him. But once he saw that Hashem did not approve of it, so he said he's not going to curse him. As it states, V'racham aval kol ma'asov k'siv. It says Hashem must have mercy on all of his creations. V'ksiv gam enosh l'tzadik. Even punishment for a tzadik is loitav. It's not proper for a punishment for a tzadik even to punish. I know there was a person who came to Rechaim Kanievsky, everybody's standing in a line, Rechaim Yarav, Rechaim Yarav, Rechaim Yarav. Then this guy gets up there and he's like, Klala, I'd like to ask for a Klala. Rechaim's like, you know, Rechaim's like, Buah, Buah, what? So it was definitely a good way to get his attention. He's like, I don't want a Klala, not for me, but for my business partner. He keeps cheating me. So Rechaim says, no, he never gives a Klala ever. He never gave a Klala ever. But if you want a Bracha, I'll give you a Bracha. Buah, Buah. And then the line went on. So, Tana Mishmei Rabbi Meir. I'm sure Reb Chaim thought of this Gemara. Tana Mishmei Rabbi Meir. B'shosh ha'chama zayrachas. At the time that the sun shines, v'chol malchei mizrach u'mayarvan, all the kings, the powerful men on the east and the west, menichim kisrehem b'roshem, place their crowns on their heads. They show off their power. U'mishtachavim l'chama, and they bow down to the sun. At that, that's the thing that triggers Hashem's anger. Miyad koyes ha'kodesh baruch hu. That's when Hashem gets angry. V'am Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan says, Mishim Rabbi Yosi, Toiva Mardus Achas, Beli Boi Shel Adam.
Is Rabbi Meir arguing on the Gemara before?
I think he's saying what the trigger. I don't think he's necessarily arguing on it. He's saying a different aspect of it. That's what I understand, but, you know. That's what I would imagine. That he's not necessarily arguing. So v'am Rabbi Yechanan mishum Rabbi Yosi taiva mardus achas belibay shel adam. It is mardus achas, one self-given musar, one self-given put down belibay shel adam in the heart of a person is better than 100 yoser mikama malchus, is better than 100 hits. So if the mashkiach says, why didn't you come to Shacharis, and he hits you, and why didn't you get another knas, another this, another that, it never helps. You have these kids don't change their ways. But one time that the kid does a self-inspection, and he's like, you know what, I should start coming to Shacharis. At that point, that's when improvement helps. So one small self-judgment is better than 100 hits from somebody else. Shenemar, as it says, this is speaking to Klal Yisrael, comparing Klal Yisrael to an unfaithful wife, and she's uradfa es me'ahaveh. She runs after her other lovers va'amra, and they turn her down. She's like, oh well, nobody wants me anymore. Va'amra elcha va'ashuva el ishi arishin. I will go and I will return to my first husband. Ki toiv li oz. It was better for me then me'ata. So you can do whatever you want to Klal Yisrael. They're not going to turn. And suddenly, when she realizes that, you know what? Let's go back. Then she goes back. Reish Lakish Amar Yosem Mimea Malkius. Reish Lakish says more than 100 hits. Shenemar Tachas Gaara B'Mavin Mehakos Kisil Mea. I prefer a scream from somebody who understands this Musar than 100 hits to a fool. V'am Rabbi Yechanan Mishim Rabbi Yosi Shloish Dvarim Bikesh Moshe Milfenei Kadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe Rabbeinu asked for three things. V'nasanayin that were given to him. Number one, Bikesh Shatishra Shechina Al Yisrael. He asked that the Shechina should rest on Klal Yisrael. V'nasanayin was given to him. Shenemar Haloi Belechtecha Imanu Hashem goes with us. Bikesh he asked Shelo Tishra Shechina Al Uayvdei Kachavim. He asked that the Shechina should not rest on a non-Jew. V'nasanayin was given to him. Shenemar V'neflinu Ani Ve'Amecha. And we will be separate. I and my nation Klal Yisrael will be separate. In other words, we'll be special. You'll only rest on us, not them. Bikesh lahidiyai derachav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he asked to understand the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'nasanayin, that was also given to him, shenemar, hoidiyaini na is derachecha, please tell me the explanation of your ways. What was that question? What do you need an explanation for? Amar lefanav ribono shel olam, mipnei ma yesh tzadik v'tov lo. How come you have a tzadik? Sometimes you have a tzadik and good things happen to him, and sometimes you have a tzadik and bad things happen to him. Yesh tzadik v'ra lo. I don't understand. Maybe if all tzadikim had bad things, so then that's the lot of a tzadik. And if all tzadikim had good things, then that's the. But how come some tzadikim yes, some tzadikim no? And yesh rasha v'tov lo. Sometimes you have a rasha who got this huge, you know, everything going good for him. Yesh rasha v'ra lo. And there's some rishayim that just don't have it good. Amalai Moshe, he said, Hashem responded, Tzadik v'toivlein. The Gemara is going to take off this answer soon, but Tzadik v'toivlein is a Tzadik ben Tzadik. It depends on which family he comes from. If his father was also Tzadik, then good things happen to him. Tzadik v'ra'alai, but if you have a Tzadik and bad things are happening to him, that's because his father was bad. Tzadik ben Rasha. Rasha v'toivlein is because his father was good. So a person's situation in the world is based on his father's midas, as at this point in the Gemara. Rasha ben Tzadik. Rasha v'ra'alai is Rasha ben Rasha. A person always has to do good, whether or not he's poor or rich, whether or not things go for him or they don't go for him. But what will determine what his situation is? That's his father's actions. Omar Mar, Tzadik v'toivlo is a Tzadik ben Tzadik, and Tzadik v'ralo is a Tzadik ben Rasha. Aini, is this true? V'haksiv, it says in the pasuk, Poiked avoin avois albanim. There are two psukim. One of them says that we place the sin of the father on the son, meaning we allow the father's actions to dictate what will happen to the son. V'haksiv, ubanim lo yumsu al avois. And there's another pasuk that says that sons will not die because of the father's sins. V'raminan kroy ahada. And we ask the question, Ramin and Kroy Ahadadi, we asked that these two psukim seem to conflict, and we answered. And this conversation is happening here, but it means in the Beis Medrash, we asked this question, and we answered it in the Beis Medrash, that Loi Kasha, it depends, we only give the son anything that the father did if he follows in the father's ways. This is talking about where the kids continue to follow in the father's ways. Then we will add on to his plate what the father did also. But where the son moved away from the father's actions, so then we will not attribute any of the father's actions to the son. So how could you tell me that the father's actions will dictate what happens to the son in this world? Because assuming that he left the father's path, he's a tzaddik ben Rasha, so then, or a Rasha ben tzaddik, so then whatever the father did should have no effect on him. Ella says the Gemara, Hachi ka'amar le. This is what Hashem responded to Moshe. Tzaddik v'toiv loy, if you have a tzaddik whose good things are happening to him, he's a tzaddik gamar. He is a 100% righteous tzaddik. Tzaddik v'raloy is a tzaddik sheinah gamar. He's a tzaddik that is not complete. And therefore Hashem wants to pay him back in this world so that in the next world he'll be perfect. I always compare it to if a person has a Rolls Royce. So when you get up there, if you have a Rolls Royce, you want to make sure it's perfect. Because even a scratch on the mirror, it's going to bother you. Like, oh, there's my shiny white Rolls Royce, and there's a scratch on the mirror. So therefore Hashem says, I'm going to give you a Rolls Royce, but let me take care of it now in this world. In his makbet to take care of it, to knock off all the spots and everything like that. Masha Enkein, if anyways you're going to be getting a skateboard with one foot, with three wheels, so then if it's scratched, if it's not scratched, I'm saying there's no reason in making sure it shines. So Hashem takes care of tzaddikim in this world. Rasha v'toivlei is a Rasha she'ena gamar. He's a Rasha that's not a complete Rasha. So therefore Hashem says, let me give him his schar in this world. Rasha v'ra'loi, and this way, next world, he can take care of him. Rasha v'ra'loi is a Rasha gamar, is a complete and absolute Rasha with no redeeming factors. And therefore Hashem will take care of him in the next world. Upligi de Rabbi Meir, this argues on Rabbi Meir. De Amar Rabbi Meir, Shtayim Nasnulai. The first two requests were given to Moshe, were granted to Moshe. Va'achas, the third request, Hashem did not grant to Moshe. He did not explain to him. And this explanation that you just said is not the full explanation. Va'achas loy Nasnulai Shenemar, V'chanoisi es asher ochain. I will be kind, I will be gracious to whom I want. Even if he doesn't deserve it. In your eyes. And I have mercy on who I will have mercy on. Even if he doesn't deserve it. In your eyes. And it says, Hashem says, you cannot see my face, meaning you cannot understand my ways. There was a brisa said over in the name of Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. So said Hashem to Moshe, when I asked you to come, in the case of by the burning bush, I asked you to come and I will talk to you. You turned away, you didn't want to look at me. Now that suddenly you want, I no longer want. So this opinion also says Hashem is turning down Moshe's request for understanding on this world. This argues on Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni in the name of Rabbi Yonasan. The Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Amar Rabbi Yonasan, Bischar Shalosh. So, in other words, this second brisa shows that Hashem was not pleased that Moshe Rabbeinu turned away at the time of the burning bush. Moshe Rabbeinu went there, but he didn't look. He said, "It's too kadosh. I can't look at it." So it sounds like Hashem was upset at him. He's like, "When I wanted, you didn't want." But that argues on this second statement, where it sounds like there was a mila in Moshe Rabbeinu turning away. Says the schar shalish and the schar of three things that Moshe Rabbeinu did, he was zaycha to three things happening to him. Zaycha l'shalish, he was zaycha to three things happening to him. What are these three things? The schar va'yister Moshe panah, from the schar that Moshe turned away his face by the burning bush. Zaycha, he was zaycha to l'klester panim, to a shining face, a shining countenance. Bischar ki yore, the schar that he was afraid to look at Hashem, zoch he was zoch to le vayiru migeshes elav, to the fear that people had from approaching him, vayiru they feared migeshes elav to approach him, and bischar may habit, and the schar that he didn't actually look, he was zoch le utmu, in other words, he could have turned away but looked through his fingers, but the schar that he didn't even look, he was zoch to may habit, he was zoch to le utmunas Hashem yabit, that this is a pasuk that he was able to look at Hashem. That he was able to see Hashem as clear as any navi, the clearest that any navi was able to see him throughout history. Okay, continuing on, straight to Galata. Brachas, by the way, is the longest mesecta in words, because every single blot is huge. Continuing on in these psukim, Hashem says, you will be able to see my back, but I'm not going to let you see my front. What is that? In other words, obviously it means, again, Hashem doesn't have a body or a figure. It means in clarity of speaking to Hashem. Sometimes you're speaking to somebody, and you only speak to his back, you don't speak to his front. I remember once when we were freshmen in Yeshiva of Pesach, so we were absolutely the lowest form of life on the planet, of course. And so we went over to one of my chavrusa, went over to, you know, one of the older bachurim and asked him a question in learning. So the bachur was like walking by. So the bachur stopped to talk to my chavrusa, and he talked to him like this. So he was like stalking straight to his back. So my chavrusa had a bit of an attitude. He stood up and he turned the other way. So he stood back to back. He went to his back and he stood back to back. And the guy's like, what's going on? It was a very funny situation. But Hashem was like, I'm not going to let you see my front. I will only allow you to see my back. Amar Rav Chana bar Bizna, Rav Shimon Chassidim, Milamed Shehera, HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe Kesher Shal Tefillin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu his Kesher of Tefillin. And again, these things are Kabbalistic. I have no clue what this means besides for translation.
Somebody said that it's let you see the past, not the future.
To understand, but even that, a lot of times we don't understand the past. I mean, maybe Moshe Rabbeinu did, yeah. Va'ama, and how is that Marumas and Kesher Shal Tefillin? I don't know. But I'm saying, but how, if that's what it means, then how does Kesher Shal Tefillin mean anything? Like, any promise that comes out, any word or promise that comes out of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for good, afilu al tanai, even if it was conditional, like I'll do this if, he will not retract from it and he will be mekayem it. Minolan, how do we know this? From Moshe Rabbeinu, shenemar, as it says, because Hashem says to Moshe, leave me be, let me go, and I will destroy Klal Yisrael and I will make you a great nation. Heref mimeni, leave me be, v'ashmidem, and I will destroy Klal Yisrael, v'esa oischa, and I will make you, l'goy atzim, to a great nation. And afagav deboi Moshe rachami ala, and even though Moshe asked for mercy on Klal Yisrael, the milsa ubatlan, he was mevatel the original decree, so Hashem did not destroy Klal Yisrael, Baruch Hashem. Afilu achi, even still, the second part of the decree, which is that Hashem said to Moshe, I'll make you a great nation, ukme bizari, was Mikayim in his children. As it states, Shenemar, b'nei Moshe, the sons of Moshe were Gershom and Eliezer. He only had two kids. The u'b'nei Eliezer, Rechavia. Eliezer's kid was Rechavia, Harosh. And u'b'nei Rechavia was Rabu Lamayla. B'nei the Rechavia had, Rabu had many kids. And that word Rabu, the Gemara Darshans, V'tani Rabbi Yosef Darshans, Lamayla Mishishim Ribuya. More than 600,000 kids. How do we know? Because a hekesh of the words riboy. Aisha rabia. We have hekesh of the words riboy. Ksiv hacha rabu lamaila. The ksiv hasam ubnei Yisrael paru v'yitritsu v'yirbo. As Klal Yisrael grew fruitful and multiplied many times over. So just like Klal Yisrael was 600,000, so too are Moshe's kids themselves 600,000. From the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, there was not a person, Shekaru, that called HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hashem Odoin, Master. Ad Shebo Avraham, until Avram came along, Vikaru Odoin, and called him Master. He was the first one, Shenemar, Vayomer, as it says, and this is the name that we say nowadays, so I'm just going to say Hashem, but it's Adoy, and then Noi, which is my Master, how will I know that somebody will inherit me? That's Avram Ravino in an introduction to the Brisbane of Bistarim. But the word is Adoin, Master. Amar Rav, Af Daniel loy ne'ene el b'shvil Avram. Daniel, when he was later on, when he needed help, he was only answered in the zuchus of Avram Avinu. How do we know? Shenemar, as it says, Va'ata shema leikenu el tefilas avdecha. Please listen, God, to the tefilas of your servant, ve'el tachirunav, and his pleas, ve. And turn your face towards your destroyed mikdash. Laman, we say this pasuk during slichos all the time. Laman Hashem, What do you mean, Laman Hashem? Laman Cha, it should have said. Miboile. Ela Laman Avram, in the honor of Avram Avinu, who called you Adon. Shekaracha Adon, who called you Adon. That's what it means. Laman. When we say Laman Hashem, we really mean for the sake of Avram Avinu. For the sake of the one who called you Adon. Otherwise, we should have said Laman Cha. Like we do say Laman Cha. Similar Gemara, this is just in a different name of somebody else. How do you know that you do not calm down a person during his time of anger? Let this face of anger go, and then I will agree to your request. Same Gemara as before. From the days that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, there was not a person who thanked Hashem until Leah came along and thanked him. As it says in the pasuk, this time, after she had Yehuda, the fourth child, I will thank Hashem. Because at this point, she realized that she got more than her fair share. Of course, there's many different vertlach to explain why Davka Leah. What do you mean? Noach made a teva. Noach made a mizbeach. Adam made a mizbeach. All these people thanked Hashem. So they say different, many different veritlach to explain it. One of the ones that comes to mind is that she called her a kid Yehuda, so that every time she calls him, Yehuda, come for breakfast, she's going to be remembering to thank Hashem. Reuven, what does the name Reuven mean? Amra Belazar, Amra Leah. It comes from the following expression that Leah said. Reu, and she obviously saw this in Ruach HaKadosh, Ru'u ma bein b'ni leben chami. Come see what the difference is between my kid and the kid of my father-in-law. Her father-in-law was Yitzchak. So who is her father? Yitzchak's kid was Esav. So see how different this boy, Reuben, is going to be than Esav. Because the ilu ben chami, Esav, even though he sold the Bechira willingly, even though willingly Zavne, he sold the Bechirusa, as it states, he sold the Bechar, Yaakov. Nevertheless, he kept calling Yaakov out on it. Esav hated Yaakov. This is why he's called Yaakov. Because he tricked me twice. So even though he sold it to him willingly, nevertheless, he kept on hating him for it. However, my son, who didn't even sell it willingly, v'ilu b'ni, Reuven, this child, even though he is really the Bechar, afagav al-korche shakle, Yosef le'bechirusa, even though Yosef is eventually going to get the Bechar from him, mine, and it's against his will, al-korche, it's against his will, d'chsiv, as it says, u'v'chalalo yitzuye aviv, because he defiled his father's bed, nasna b'chirusa le'bnei Yosef, he gave the Bechar to Yosef, afilu achi, even still, loy akanabe, Reuven was not going to be jealous of his half-brother Yosef. As it states, and Reuven heard, and he saved Yosef. So we see the difference between my son and Esav. The word Rus, where does the name Rus come from? My Rus. The Gemara is just going through several names here. Amar b'yechanan shezachsa, that she was zeicha, v'yatza mimena, and out of her came David, sheru'uya la'akadosh baruch hu, that sang to HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'shiras, with songs, so it comes from the word Rus, v'sishbachais. Famously, Rav Chaim Kanievsky is against the word Shira, against the name Shira. Somebody asked him that the name Rus comes to the name Shirois. He didn't like it. I think it was someone in Chicago who did it. Minalan de Shma Garim. How do we know that the name of a person can affect who he is and his personality? We're seeing all these things. Reuven, because he was called Reuven, he was able to do this. And Rus was zeicha to have David because of her name. Amar Rabbi Lazar, the Amar Kra, Lechu, go, Chazu, Mipa'alois Hashem. Go see the wonders of Hashem, Asher Sam Shamois Ba'aretz. And don't take a Shamois, which I think means destruction, not take a Shamois, El Shamois. The names are the ones that give the power of the people to do their thing. So how do you know what to name your kid? You should name your kid whatever, you know, after whichever relative you want, because we don't know exactly, you know, how to, the Ruach HaKadosh that we're going to need. We don't have the Ruach HaKadosh of Leah to name our kids. But, so just hope for the best. And Hashem should give you Siyata Deshmaya to name your kids. But that is, in the name though, is there's a lot of things. I don't know if this means anything, but I definitely see a thread of Eliezer's in my sister-in-law's family has a bunch of Eliezer's, and they all have the same midas. And in a certain way, my brother's Ashi, I've got about a bunch of nephews Ashi, I have a kid Ashi, and in a certain way, they all have the same midas as well. So it's, I don't know, but at least I see it with those two things. Ma'am Rabbi Yechanan Mishim Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Kasha Tarbus Ra'a B'toich Beisai Shel Adam. bad product or growth in one's house is worse. So kashet is worse. Tabas ra, a bad product. In other words, if a kid goes bad, b'toich beis hashalach, that happens in one's house, yoiser is worse than the actual melchamas goig u'magig, than the eventual war of goig and magig. Shenamar, as it states, Mizmor LeDavid, in the Tehillim of Mizmor LeDavid, when Avshalom, his son, started to chase David out, the Baruch Hu b'nei Avshalom, when he was running away from Avshalom, his son, b'nai v'chsiv b'asrei, and it says afterwards, Hashem ma'rabu tzorai, look how great my pain is, rabim kamim alai, many people are standing up against me. However, when David Melech talks about and refers to the Melchama of Gog and Magog, he doesn't say anything about, look how great my pain is. V'ilugai b'melchama is Gog and Magog, k'siv, lama rigshu goyim ulu'umim yehegu rik. Says the pasuk, look how the situation, according to the nations, they're working for nothing. But it doesn't say, look how great my pain is. So we see that a person going through a personal tzara in his house where a kid is not behaving is worse pain than the melchamas goyim u'magog. The Gemara questions, once it's brought up, why is it a song? Mizmor LeDavid, v'barucham epnei Avshalom b'nei, as he runs away from Avshalom, his kid. Mizmor LeDavid. It should have been Kina LeDavid, Miboile. It should have said a lamentation like a kinas, like a kina. We're not singing. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Avishalom. Rabbi Shimon ben Avishalom. It's always very unusual how a lot of times throughout Shas, we're going to see the names of the subject is the name of the Tana. So Rabbi Shimon ben Avishalom says, Mashal Mahadavar Daima, if Itaka was the person's name, then it could be that the reason why he knew the answer is because he studied the subject. He like people like to study their names. So here's the name of Avshalom. He learned the parsha of Avshalom well. Mashallah, what is this compared to? The Adam Sheyatza Alav Shtar Chayv, where a person who has a Shtar Chayv, he owes money to somebody, and they're coming to collect it. So Kaidim Sheparo, before he pays it, he's scared, he's depressed. La'acha Sheparo, once it's paid, even though he now has less money, but Sameach, at least he has that burden off of his shoulder. You come away paying your credit card bills, you're like, ah, Baruch Hashem, you have no money left? Yeah, but at least you don't have the chayv on you. Afkan David, but so do by David. Kevin Shamar Lekadish Baruch Hu, since he knew that something bad was going to happen to him, Hinini Mekim Alecha Ra'ami Beisecha, I'm going to cause somebody from your household to go up against you. Havei Atzev, he was scared. Omar, maybe it's Shema Eved or Mamzer, maybe it's going to be one of the servants. They're not going to have mercy on me. It's going to be a terrible situation. But Hudaloy Chayasalai, they're not going to have mercy on me. However, Kevin the Chazad, the Avshalom, once he saw that it was Avshalom, Sameach, he got a bit happy. Mishum Hachi Omar Mizmer, he was happy. He's like, it was my son. He's not going to kill me. So therefore, Mishum Hachi, that's why he said Omar Mizmer, that's why he said a song. He looked at the silver lining in the cloud. It is permitted to mess, to bother Rishaim on this world. Shenemar, as it says, Oizvei Torah Yahalalu Rasha, those who leave Torah praise Rishaim. Rishaim Rei Torah, and those who protect Torah, those who guard the Torah, Yitgarubam, they will mess with the Rishaim. In other words, you don't have to stand up. If the person's a Rasha, you can go ahead and fight with them. You don't have to be scared of Rishaim. Tani Namihach, we have a similar brisa. Rabbi Distoy, Bar Rabbi Masain Oimer, Rabbi Distoy, the son of Rabbi Nasan says, Mutar, it is permitted, Lihitzgaris Berishaim, not that you have to, but it's permitted to mess with Rishaim Ba'il Mazah in this world. Shenemar, as it states in the Pasuk, Oizve Taira Yahalalu Rasha, those who leave Taira will praise Rasha, and the end of the Pasuk is, but those who are Shemar Taira will bother them. Vimlach Shach Adam Laimar, now if somebody goes over to you and whispers, and says, but isn't there another pasuk that says, so v'imlachshech, somebody whispers to you and asks you, it says in the pasuk, v'aksiv, al tischar b'mireyim, al tekane ba'isa avla, and we're going to translate the words, al tischar, meaning, do not fight with the b'mireyim, with people who do bad, al tekane, do not be jealous, but ba'isa avla, with those that are doing avlois, those are bad things. Amar lai, answer him, no, that's not the translation of the pasuk. Misha libay noikvay amarkein. Only somebody whose heart is frightful says this. What does that mean? It's a very important thing. People always tend to view things the way they want to view it. So you're telling him you're viewing the pasuk badly because that's the way you want to view it. Because you're scared. So memeli, you translated the pasuk like that. Ella al tischar b'mereim. Lihiyos kimereim. That's al tischar b'mereim. Lihiyos kimereim. Do not, what it means, do not Al tischan, this means, it does not mean don't fight with the merayim, but it means li ois kimerayim. Do not have a taiva to be like the bad people. Al tikana ba yusa avla, do not be jealous. Li ois ka yusa avla, to be like them, not to fight with them. Va'omer, another pasuk says, al yikana libecha bechatoim, do not have your heart being mikaneh besin. Do not look, oh man, I wish I could do that. Kiyim, I remember there was once listening to a Reform Jew talk show host. And actually, at that point, she might have been Orthodox. And she said that every time she passes by a ham sandwich or whatever, she takes a deep sniff. Because it doesn't say, thou shalt not sniff. So, first of all, it might. We'll get to a sugi in Pesachim. But second of all, al yikana liba b'chatoim, you shouldn't have a taiva for these things. You should try to erase it from your heart. If you have it, then try to erase it. Kiyim b'yiras Hashem, kol hayom. So, it's an excellent question. And the question is, what does that mean to have... There is a Gemara, like that, a Rambam brings down like that, that a person should go ahead and say, it's not like I hate it, it's that I don't want it. 1 second, how do I answer that?
It's not that you don't want it, it's that you're not allowed to have it.
So, okay, yeah, I know, but the Rambam seems to say that I would really do it, but I can't, I think. So, I think the answer is... that, I have to look up my notes for how I answer that, but if I remember correctly, we say that mitzad the actual thing, I'm okay with it, but because Hashem doesn't like it, I'm grossed out by it. I really am grossed out by it. And it would be a problem in Baal Teshaksu to eat it. But that's only because Hashem doesn't like it. I think that's how we come out of that stira. Because there is a stira about it. The Gemara says that, the Gemara says also by Yechezkel that he was grossed out by something that was treif. We see also that if a person by mistake eats treif, let's say by mistake you order a sandwich from a thing and they tell you, oh, it was treif. So you're allowed to ask for your money back. Why? You ate a sandwich, you had a great time. The answer is because you're so nauseous from afterwards that all the hana that you had is erased. So what do you mean? I thought you're supposed to be like the Rambam. I thought you're supposed to say that you love it. Here's one time that you get to do it. Finally, you got your shrimp sandwich. The answer is because you're supposed to have a physical ichiness, but it's only because Hashem said it. If it wasn't for the fact that Hashem saying it, then I would have done it. I will stop here.